gotten worse. With children shooting each other. Now they're banning water guns. Because one kid will soak another one and won't think it's a joke until they pull out revolvers. Unbelievable. Maybe that's the best thing. We're worried about the damn tree frog and the owl. Maybe the one species we should let become extinct is mankind. Maybe we should become extinct. Everybody stop breeding. This is it. Moratorium. Vasectomies and tomb ligations at birth. And it will fade away and allow the planet once again to regenerate itself. The trees to get the methane and carbon dioxide out of the air. The rivers to run clean again. And no child should ever have to endure the kind of scarring that I personally, I'll admit to, everybody's coming forward. You know, Robert Blake, the guy that played Beretta? Now he's coming forward saying, yeah, I got hurt when I was a kid. Jesus, don't tell people that. I thought Robert Blake was a tough guy. Now I mean, picture him in the closet. Parents sliding pieces of bologna to him. You want some Kool-Aid, Robert? Cost you snarling. I don't want to hear about it. You people just suffer in silence. You think I tell all the horrible things that happened to me? The way my daddy was cheating on my mama. Mom would be visiting her mama. And daddy'd bring home Trixie Hicks. And I had the bedroom right next to daddy's bedroom. And I remember he'd worked at the filling station all day long. And he came in with that filling station hat on and that shirt that said Oscar. And Trixie was waiting. Daddy didn't even go into the shower. I was in my room reading a Tom Swift novel. And I could hear daddy put her big butt on the bed and the hobbling begin. And every time he'd push, she'd go. It was the sickest thing of all to listen to the sliding of daddy's nodule-laden hydraulics. And with every thrust, she'd answer with. Finally, daddy got upset and said, damn it, Trixie, I've been pumping gas all day. Don't tell me I'm going to have to pump it all night.
The Grease Man.